Cannon.
Disappointed! Disappointed! Disappointed!
And the show has reached a new low.
Disappointed!
Well, there goes the professionality of the program. Mm.
Professionality, I like that word. Is that even a word?
I think I might have just created it.
It's a good one.
Get on it, Urban.
You've got professionality.
I meant Urban Dictionary, not like the Urban Community.
Yeah, not the Urban Community. How did...
Yo, this shit be professionality, you know what I'm saying? Why?
How did
so
black
early?
People
don't get, give me that look.
How did black people get saddled with
I didn't say
the,
black, I said urban.
But like when we have black shows, they're referred... well, like Momentum Mondays. Momentum Mondays is primarily...
When Mike says we,
say
he means the improv. Yeah, he means the improv, the world-famous improv.
But like when I hear the higher-ups referring to the shows as, that's an urban show, that's a this show, that's a that show. And how did urban all of a sudden become... Because didn't urban mean like 50 in the 50s, white guy moving out to the suburbs?
No, that was yuppie.
Urban is from suburbs, right?
Suburban. No. Suburban. It's like not urban. It's the sub of urban.
Oh, my God. You might be right. But that doesn't make sense because when you think of urban, you think of the hood.
Yeah, because it's urban.
You go to buy crack.
And if you want to go to suburban
way too
town,
old.
Suburban town. Oh, why is there not bourbon in all suburbias? That was a joke that I wish I didn't. Okay.
You looked at me like you're weaving
suburban.
Some.
It. Let's get
don't
right
kill
to it.
The messenger, dog. I'm a player.
Speaking of urban,
I know what that is.
Welcome to the App Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano directly across from me.
Hi, guys.
Tie to my right, not being superfluous. We come to you live on tape from the world famous improv in their sauna that
Scotch
they have
tape.
Upstairs. We are actually recording live on tape in a sauna.
It's pretty warm.
It's warm
we
as
could,
shit.
We could take this entire getup, put it in the backpack, and head out and find another locale in a little bit.
Nope.
Leave it running.
We might want to do that.
I could. Click that button right there to lock things down
okay.
So nothing will change.
No one can see that button. Tyler, get the microphone away from me before I become violent.
And then we can be mobile.
So I'm
we
not
can
trying
walk
to
down the street.
Not trying to put you on the spot here. And I really
that's
do appreciate
right.
the improv housing the show. It's kind of become like our
put
it's our go-to home at the moment. Right?
We sound thunderous this week.
Yeah,
we sound
sweet.
Kind of loud. But.
Is that bad? Like really hot? Is that what you're saying? Whatever. Get over it. Everything's fine.
Get
listener
over
doesn't,
it.
Listener doesn't notice that, right?
Yeah, Tyler. Stop letting it bug you. Man.
Thunderous, eh? Tyler, don't touch my hand. Here's a question. Not to put you on the spot.
That's all right.
That coffee that I'm drinking right there.
Yeah.
You have any idea?
What do you mean?
What it costs?
You paid for that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How much?
Because no one knows who I am, right?
How much?
Take a guess.
$8.
No. No.
$6.
It's more than...
You're ruining my...
Oh.
It's $5. $5, though.
Oh, my God.
Five, isn't that like what a shot costs? I'm like, no, I don't want an Irish coffee, just a regular coffee. He's like, yeah,
Jesus,
it's $5.
That's ridiculous.
There's probably
holy
beers cheaper
fuck.
Down there.
I'm sure there are. But you know what? It's worth it because I was falling asleep. Just had a big spaghetti dinner.
Mm.
It's the first time I'd eaten all day. And
God,
I'm
starving. I wish I had a spaghetti dinner right now.
I'm sorry.
Why is it always, it's always referred to as spaghetti dinner? Like, we're having spaghetti dinner.
I had a spaghetti breakfast, everybody. I don't really care for spaghetti all that much, to be honest with
spaghetti,
you. I like meatballs.
I wasn't going to have it. I wasn't going to have spaghetti meatballs, but I was running late to a dinner date, and I texted in my order. They're like, what do you want? We're going to order. And I panicked. I knew it was an Italian restaurant, so I said, spaghetti meatballs.
Nice.
And then I had immediate regret after I pushed send. But then I
why?
I didn't know. Here's how dumb I am. It was the only Italian dish I could think of.
Meatball sandwich,
wait,
man.
But why did you have regret?
Because I never would order that. If I have a menu, there's no way I'm going with spaghetti dinner. What am I?
I know what I'm never going with lasagna. It's too filling.
Okay.
Don't you hate it when you eat and then you're full?
I like to enjoy things. I like to enjoy it more than eating like thick.
Sorry to all the starving people listening right now.
I'm too full. I have too much food.
I think the only thing worse than talking about food is talking about the effects the food have on you, which is tiredness and
Yeah. The worst complaining I did about food that made me feel like a piece of shit was Tara and I got lobster grilled cheese sandwiches, and I was complaining that there was too much lobster on there. I'm like, I don't want to finish this, but I'm not throwing it away. And I was like, this is just too much lobster.
Yeah, that's very...
This $17 lobster grilled cheese sandwich is too much lobster.
All right, so I just came from dinner.
Yeah.
I just came from dinner.
What spaghetti dinner?
Spaghetti dinner was had, and... I'm not going to name who I was there with or who the people were.
Okay.
But it's become known.
Schmachter Schmoo?
No. That
Schmom and Schmrother?
Jillian has learned that I went off about the dropping of the mic, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you were doing how'd you learn that?
Schmarrock,
what, are people telling on you?
Yeah, apparently a lot of people were trying to like show me what Barack Obama did on
that's not real
via social
that's
media.
That's
it was a real thing.
No,
that wasn't.
Was
the White
real.
House correspondents' dinner was real.
Yes, it was a real thing.
Oh, really? I thought it was a GIF.
He said, "Oh, first of all, it's a GIF."
GIF,
Mike. I would expect you to know that it's a GIF.
No one knows.
No, actually, the creator says it's GIF, but he's wrong, and he can burn in hell. It's GIF.
Wow.
That's he can burn in hell
bold
because
statement
something that he came up with.
Sorry, he can burn in.
He named it.
Wait, real quick.
He can burn in
gel.
Heel.
Tyler, you real sad about?
Oh my God, it is warm in here.
Ted Cruz dropping out.
No,
yeah. You sad about that?
Not at all.
But he was your evangelical
that
savior.
Guy is not Jesus on my side.
Jesus is loser. No. Jesus like is losing.
If you want to have your crazy, super like ultra conservative beliefs, that's fine. But you can't force it on an entire country.
Good move.
Mm-hmm.
Good move.
However, he was my boy today because in his concession speech at the very end, I was recording it with the thing that I make GIFs with, just in case he did another gross kiss with his
GIFs.
Wife.
Yeah. You're going to make a GIF out
of it? But he did one better. He punched her, or he elbowed her in the face.
He punched her, too.
Really?
By accident.
Yeah.
Did he drop the mic
in the face?
And I tweeted it out immediately, and I'm sitting on about 540 retweets at this point. Mm. Yeah.
Easy.
Settle down. Breaking news.
Settle down. Everyone calm the fuck down with
and
your
guess,
retweets
guess
and your likes.
And guess how many followers I added.
Oh, and the following.
How many?
Two.
You know what that reminds me of? And I discussed this on my personal podcast about how you never know what's going to happen on a podcast. It can make or break.
You don't know what's going to happen in life, Michael.
No, but I mean, I'm saying, okay, a good friend of mine, this part I accidentally deleted from my podcast. Mm. A good friend of mine went on Mark Maron's podcast, which has a ton of listeners. Mm-hmm. And then he did a show downstairs.
We got. But
I expected it to sell out because of that and be just a mob scene.
Yes. No one. Two
sold,
people.
Sold six.
Six tickets.
And
did we sell more than that? I think we sold.
This isn't. We sold way more than that. But. Oh, that's great. Nice job, Tyler. I hope you. I hope you tagged it with the Late Late Show.
No, I didn't.
Since you probably did it on the job.
I did do it
Tyler
on the job.
Tyler just showed us the punching of the lady in her face. Ted Cruz.
A little right check. A little right elbow check right into the eye.
What? So is she like now the official like the 1,000th lady? Since she's not close to being the first lady, is she what like that?
All right, I forgot what we're talking about.
100,000th lady.
I'm actually thrilled to see that fucking loser out of the race.
If you think about it, like everyone's got a rank, right?
So
I suppose.
Yeah.
What are we?
Oh,
no, everyone does not have a rank.
Ranks.
No one is
so like Trump over here. Everyone has a rank.
It doesn't go
great
first lady, second lady,
here.
Third lady, 400th lady, 900th lady.
Joe Biden's wife, second lady.
Is she really?
I would assume, right?
Second lady.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Monica Lewinsky, she was like ninth lady, probably.
Mm. Yeah,
right?
I don't know about that.
I'm pulling out Monica Lewinsky jokes. Jesus.
Yeah, so was Timely. Bill.
Yeah, you got a like a blazer I can put on, maybe get on stage out
and
there.
You roll the sleeves up.
The sleeves. All right, let me enjoy my $5 coffee.
I'll get you a free refill.
You were telling a story.
For $3. Yeah, I forgot what it was.
It was about someone not selling tickets.
Yeah, it was about social media and something. Mm. I don't
know.
Okay,
sounds
remember.
Terrible.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I'm happy to see. Here's what I was thinking about.
I was
about.
Telling a story, Tyler, if you must know. It was about someone dropping a mic and reactions, but we'll get back to that.
It's a great,
second.
Great interview with Johnny Carson from the 60s that a guy did who was writing a book on comedy, and he asked Johnny Carson, why do some people make it and some people don't? And he goes, it's very simple. He goes, likability. And he goes, some guys are great writers, have great material. They're not likable. Other guys are, you know, hacky is what he said. And he goes, and I don't want to demean them. But they're very simplistic in their thinking and their material, and they become huge stars. He goes, because of likability. Ted Cruz is the ultimate unlikable. Mm-hmm. Everything about him is not a pleasant thing. You look at him, you're like, I don't want to sit with him at dinner. I don't want to have a drink
cone.
With him. I don't want to go for a drive with him. He looks
very,
no, but he looks very, like a very unlikable human
yes.
being.
Yes. He looks like your science teacher in high school.
But unlikable. He looks.
Did you like your
he looks the opposite of charming. He looks like he has no sense
right.
of humor.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And, they actually did a scientific study on why he weirds people out, and he has like weird, like his eyes are sort of downturned, and his mouth kind of turns the wrong way. So when he smiles, it creeps people out.
I don't really mind. Opposite. I didn't really care. I didn't have an opinion. Whenever he come on, though, Jillian would say he's so gross.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Now, the thing is, Trump is so gross that we've accepted it. We're like, he's a monster.
We've known he's gross for a long time.
Yeah, he's like a sea monster.
Is he an acquired taste, though? I guess he is.
I don't think he has acquired taste. I think it's like the circus has come to town, and we're like, this is fantastic, whatever's going down with that guy.
So I'm at dinner.
Wait.
Yes, Tyler.
Real quick, I just want to say, we didn't get a single comment from any listeners of that podcast that we interrupted last week. Maybe they haven't posted the episode yet.
Tyler, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think it's going
to happen. We talked about it on our show. I thought maybe there'd be one person that happens to listen to both of those shows.
I don't think that they would be able to figure out which show it was.
No, one of our listeners.
I know. I don't think our listeners would be able to figure out what show we were talking about.
Not even a single mention.
Because it was very vague how we described that they're just
He
acting.
Said the name of the show.
Well, maybe it's not a very... Maybe it's hard to spell. I'm at dinner.
This is what I was saying is you can't tell if a podcast... You can't tell if a podcast... Regardless of how popular it is, if other people listen to it, you just don't know what's going down. And you talking about the retweets or the people adding you as followers.
Mm.
Dr. Drew, like 4 years ago, retweeted something I did like three times in a row one day. And he called me. This is like 4 years
He's
ago.
He's like, so is your Twitter blowing up?
He goes, did you get like 8,000 new followers? And I went, oh, I got a bunch. It was probably 20.
Uh-huh.
I was like, for a dude that had 3 million followers.
Yeah, well, have you read his feed? It's a little bit, I don't know, but people really pay attention.
But then Joe Rogan retweeted one thing I did. I got 400 within 5 minutes.
Hold on, let me call Drew and tell him what really went down here.
Don't tell him anything. Don't tell him anything.
Listen to the story that Mike Carano just told me.
Slender.
I don't know if I should say this aloud, but it has to do with Drew. I'm not sure if I should say this. I'm not sure if this is for air or I...
This isn't technically air.
You want me to pause it and we can talk about it for a second, then come back?
No, it's why did I bring this?
You probably
I'm at dinner earlier tonight. I'm at dinner. And so it comes up. I forget how it came up, but the correspondent dinner or whatever it was with Obama.
Dinner.
And where he dropped the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there with 1, 2, 3, 4 people. I respect all of these people that are sitting at the table with me.
Okay.
I like them. Just a quick refresher, I was going off of, I know it's dumb and I get upset about little minutia.
Yeah, I'll say.
Very, oh my God, you're right there with me.
This is so loud.
We're not that
loud.
It is
really loud.
What are you talking about? The levels are fine.
No, just the actual amplification is loud. Independent of...
You should just cover both your ears and then you'll...
Why don't you just take out one ear?
That's annoying.
I'm not to dinner.
I don't know if that's going to help. Maybe it did a little bit.
Somebody brings up that he did that.
Yeah.
Tyler, turn your notifications off.
And did that come through?
The four people sitting at the table with me, who I have respect for, growing people.
Yeah. Growing.
Sounds like you have respect for them.
Let it be known that they are growing.
How are you supposed to say growing?
Grown.
Grown.
They are growing too, though.
Grown.
That's the word.
They're growing
known.
Towards the light.
Known.
It is known that the way
known.
You say it is grown.
It's known.
All of them.
The insolence
who it is.
When you just ask me, well, how are you supposed to say it?
I don't know, because I really, every week when I say no, and every week, you get very upset.
Why don't you tell us who you're having dinner with?
It's K-N-O-W-E-N. Yes?
No.
No? Stop laughing at me. I was a bad student.
Do you want to edit that out?
I'm not the brightest. Really?
Yeah, I'm knowing that now.
I'm a terrible speller. What do you want from me?
Anderson Quayle.
Potato.
It's another hot... political reference from the 80s.
Everyone at this table, with the exception of my wife, and the only reason why she didn't was because she's just tired of
the
whole
thing. You mean
the tabla? It's probably like 80 degrees in here, and I'm just enjoying a hot cup of coffee.
They all got very excited. No, he didn't. He dropped the mic.
Oh, God. And now
he lost
respect.
He dropped the...
You lost
that
respect.
That is so awesome. That is fantastic.
Some comedian told him to do that. He didn't just come up with it.
How do you gotta tell someone to do it?
He was a writer. He had Lisa Lampanelli. There's a bunch of people there that wrote all those jokes.
No, because a comedian would not tell him to do that.
I bet you.
Why would they tell him? It's dead.
I know the comics that write for that, and they hire.
This is a real roundabout way of dropping names.
Well, they hire a bunch of comics to go out there and write jokes for him. He doesn't sit.
Well,
he's not sitting
last...
up late at night in his bedroom while Michelle's sleeping.
That's not a joke.
Jokes.
You don't write a joke that just says drop the mic.
Absolutely.
That's the punchline.
Somebody came up with that and he did it.
Why do people react? So it was just last week that I was going on and you guys were agreeing with me about the dropping the mic. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Cartoon animals
are
doing it.
It's over, and it also causes damage to the mic and people's ears.
It's just
that's
dumb.
Why I don't like it.
Jillian brought it up to me. She's like, what's your deal with the dropping the mic? Apparently everyone's making a lot of noise over there. You can't hear it. What? You can't even have headphones in? It's too loud.
Here's what I'll say about dropping the mic.
And I
stupid idea.
We be.
Sorry about that.
Then the president decides to drop the mic like 3 days after our show. I would have to imagine that our show had something to do with it.
Of course.
And
I think this is really going to rustle Anderson's jimmies. That's the best Obama
jimmies.
Has.
Is that underwear?
Is that racist?
No.
Sounds racist. Underwear, right?
I don't know if it's racist.
Yeah.
We did a little research to figure out who dropped
is
the mic first.
Racist? We're always looking for new racist.
No, you know why? You know why?
Hey, wait, is that racist? Yeah,
I'm going to frame that picture.
You know
is
what?
That racist?
Jimmy. Because Jimmy, to Jimmy something, it has been suggested that is racist.
Do you remember Top Jimmy?
No.
He was a legendary Los Angeles blues singer and very so legendary, Van Halen wrote a song about him.
Do you remember Bottom Jimmy?
Bottom
famous,
Jimmy. Famous tuba player?
Yeah.
Bringing up the low end.
We did a little research, and turns out the first comedian ever to drop the mic and gets the credit is Eddie Murphy, 1983, Delirious. But he drops the mic because he's laughing so hard at something that happened in the audience. Some chick said something, and another guy in the audience, like immediately, like he had his breath was cocked, his mouth was ready, and he had the words loaded. Shut up, bitch! As soon as she like yelled something out from the audience, it was fucking instantaneous.
Was that the end of the show?
It was hilarious. It was towards the end. And,
but it wasn't the end.
Eddie Murphy dropped the mic and just kind of walked away because he thought it was so funny. He was laughing. It wasn't. He didn't do the whole like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, let's stop being hacky as a society. That's
yeah,
all.
Let's stop,
just
guys.
Stop
I've seen Eddie Murphy twice in the past month. So next time I see it. And the last time I saw him was uncomfortable because.
You were in an alley and he was in his car?
No, I was at Coffee Bean and he pulled in next to me and he wouldn't get out of the car. And then I saw the paparazzi guys come running. And I'm like, where were they following him in their cars? And they parked and ran after him. And I wanted to look at his car. I was checking out his car.
Yeah.
The first time I was leaving Coffee Bean on a Sunday morning early and I drove by the gas station on Ventura. And he's sitting there in his convertible Rolls Royce waiting for the attendant to come out and give him gas. And I honestly thought, swing a U and go back and go, the dude's not here on Sunday. Like, he's not here at 8:15. I was going to my morning meeting.
You drove by at night
and he's
still
just
there.
Sitting there waiting for the guy, the little old man to come out and fill his car up with
is
gas.
There still full service out here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
76 is every now and then.
That's right. 76 on Ventura and Coldwater.
All right.
That's the one.
Because it's still 1976.
There's a little 76. Old man that sits out there, probably got a college degree, probably a doctor in his country. And now he just sits on a fucking fold-up chair and waits for someone to pull in. And then somebody hands, you know what? I don't get the whole thing. That guy could damage your car. I don't trust like some little old man.
And you pay more.
With my $350,000 Rolls Royce. I'm going to bring this up to Eddie Murphy next time I see him.
Well, apparently you've seen him twice and didn't bring it up. So.
Yeah. All right, so.
You're at dinner, spaghetti dinner.
I'm done with that. Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
Wait, how are you done with that?
Because it was shocking and appalling, but I saw it firsthand that like it still gets reactions out of people. Mm. People still give it credence.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be noted that these were
they give it Clearwater Revival
older women,
Mike,
in their nearing retirement.
It's
some
like
of them.
A faucet you can't turn it off.
Let's talk about something that is relevant, though.
Ooh, yeah. What?
Well, I don't even think this show would drop the mic. Actually, what am I talking about? Of course they would drop the mic at some point on Empire.
Oh, yeah, God. Absolutely. Wait, I thought you were going to humiliate me somehow, or you were going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, it was, because the establishment you work at has the gall to charge $5 for coffee.
You know, this establishment doesn't have anymore.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, the mural.
No, the mural's still there, 100% intact.
Wait, what?
Because I sent that picture to people going, this is great. And they're like, that's how it always was. And I was like, you sure? And they're like, absolutely.
We're talking about the mural out in front of the Improv.
It's 100% intact, exactly as it was. That's how he painted
it. With the dolphin. What doesn't this place have anymore? Titan.
No one even knows what color paint that is.
Brown.
Didn't I just... I just walked by it. It was covered up. Am
nope.
I insane?
Yeah, you're insane.
You are insane.
Huh.
Did you see the new brick patio?
Yes.
Yeah, man, they did a
that's
shit.
Cool. I like
they did
that.
A shitty job on those bricks.
I haven't seen it.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be at night. But they
I mean,
did
I
the
saw
worst
it, but I didn't
fucking
step on
job measuring.
Okay. Right.
God, I can't stand hacky craftsmanship.
Okay, what? Measure twice, cut once. What?
I'm not, what
were you going to say? This place does not have anymore.
That mural.
Oh, I said the mural, and you get me confused. Are we off? What's going on?
No,
we're
fucking sharp.
We're showing a long
we're
time.
Sharp.
All right, Empire. Got to stop. Just talk. You're caught up.
Nope.
I just want to talk about the opening sequence.
Yeah, well,
Jillian and I, the opening sequence, strip joint, Hakeem laying on the strip, like next to a stripper pole on the stage,
okay,
like passed out
with headphones on, I believe, singing, like sunglasses on, singing, auto tune his voice, right, and he's singing about bitches, and his like crew, his entourage. There are a couple lesbians.
Yeah.
They actually have these guns. They look like radar guns, but they're guns.
They shoot singles.
They shoot money, but no, it was hundreds they were shooting.
Oh, of course.
And so that's going on all around. And Jillian and I are having this argument. Jillian's saying, this has got to be a... What's that?
What?
Michael just took
Mike's
a phone call.
Mike's just being the Secret Service over here.
What was it about? An animal?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So... We're having a, and the camera's like slowly pulling back on Hakeem, who continues to sing with autotune. And Jillian and I are having this debate whether it's a dream sequence
mm-hmm.
or a music video that we're watching. And it turns out to be neither.
Ooh.
Turns out to be just reality. It turns out that Hakeem is just that he's depressed. He's got some hard times. So he's spending lots of money in the strip joint, which apparently he rented out and just kept the strippers in there. No one else is allowed in there except for him and his hoes, and I mean his entourage. And autotune is just like how his voice sounds in the real world, I guess. Autotune.
Obviously, the show doesn't care much for
reality.
Fact.
Yeah.
Unlike Game of Thrones.
Wait till you see it. Enjoy.
I know. I'm derelict in my duties.
Are you doing Game of Thrones? Have you watched
it? I haven't watched it yet.
Two episodes, pretty good.
Second episode, very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First episode, I
can't
like,
bring myself to watch it because I promised two good friends I would read their scripts, and I can't bring myself to do that.
Yeah, don't read their scripts because you're still sitting on mine from four years ago.
I know.
I don't want you to read mine, but I don't want you to read anyone's ever.
I know.
You're not one of the good friends.
I don't read one ever.
I know.
I can't start.
He's like, two good friends have asked me to read their scripts.
Why would one friend,
and then my podcast co-host.
Mm-hmm. It's very hurtful. Would you get off your phone? Okay, I'm on my phone. All right.
That's pretty good. You pick up your phone when you get off the phone.
But mine was pertain to the show.
Pertain to the show? My goal is to make you concerned about the way you pronounce every single word.
Rough.
Mm. That's Mike.
I've never said rough.
So I had to drop
roof.
Jillian's dog off at the vet yesterday, right?
Like a mic?
I dropped him off like a mic. He's a little dog. And I just walked into the vet and just... Let him go.
That'd be good. Dropping other
not
things.
Not too bad. Dropping a cat.
And,
he dropped a cat.
I had that horrible experience where the vet, I knew it was his teeth. He was sneezing a lot. He's not been acting like himself for the last 3 days. And his breath is awful. I've been down this road. Little dogs have bad teeth.
Yeah.
Damn
but
it.
Pepe is his name. And he does not like me. He's a one human dog.
Yeah.
And my wife is his human. So he won't let me get near him. He doesn't like me to even pet him. But I'm trying to get to his mouth. I can't. I take him to the vet. Of course, the vet immediately just goes, you know, he's a vet.
Yeah.
He just opens the mouth. Anarian. And
what?
A veterinarian.
Oh.
Am I saying that wrong?
I thought you said an Aryan. I was like,
ooh, is that racist?
I was like, I don't remember the Aryan war.
And the teeth are just awful. Like, you know, he immediately pulls back the gums and like he's just like
tapping
the teeth.
Do you brush your dog's teeth?
No, because they don't let me get close
to them. You're supposed to.
I know. It's a nightmare.
I don't do it either.
I give them limited amounts.
They're only a year old, though.
Of wet food. Limited amounts of wet food.
What?
If you brush their teeth, it's fucking hilarious.
Wait,
watching the look of discomfort on their face as you're just in there.
I've brushed them a few times. Yeah. I used to brush Stan's a lot, but then you kind of fall out of.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they fall out of.
Once you start brushing their teeth, you got to wipe their butt and you got to blow their nose.
Mm. So I get a phone call. I drop him off. He says, yeah, the teeth are bad. I'm like, well, when can we get him in? Because, you know, he's suffering. He goes, we'll do it right now. I'm like,
you know what you could do? You could just get some clay at Michael's and get the dog to bite into the clay. Let it harden.
Oh.
And then
just
feed them intravenously.
You pull it out.
Save yourself $700. I thought you might just keep the clay in his mouth so he doesn't eat anymore.
Yeah, but that clay isn't cheap. It's like $40.
What happens if you don't get him pulled out by the vet?
I think if they can get infections that become so bad that they die.
You
like
can
abscesses.
You can lose your jaw.
And brain disorders.
Oh, it would be like Roger Ebert dog. Always looks like he's smiling.
Pobert.
But he's totally not.
That was a stretcher.
Podger.
How would you spell that?
Podger?
Yeah.
P-A-W-G-E-R.
What kind of question is that?
So I get a call. Like I drop him off and I say, fantastic. They said he'll be ready around 5:30. He's an older dog. He's like 12. Mm-hmm. They got to do like, you know, a battery of tests and whatnot. And 2 hours later, I get a phone call, but I don't see it because my ringer is never on.
Mm.
And I look, there's a voicemail. It's a minute and 32 seconds long.
Oh, that's expensive. That's an expensive voicemail. It's not like your dog's ready.
No, here's where my mind goes immediately. And I spend 5 minutes prepping myself for the phone call that I'm...
It was his... He called you, the dog, with his last 90 seconds? Just breathing?
No, Pepe did not call me. That's not what I thought. It was an 818 number.
Okay.
That I did not recognize. And I was 90% certain that it was the vet calling me to let me know that Pepe didn't make it.
Oh,
and I was if he left a message to do that.
I was sure of it. Hey, they left a message to let my mom know that my dad died.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really busy right now. Just want to let you know.
Just want to let you know if you need to call us back to confirm.
I have that message. I don't think I'm going to play it. Yet.
Why are you keeping it?
Yet.
Because it's weird. It's like I'm talking about the message that was left about to my mom about my dad dying, and she like went into like customer service mode, like sing-songy. So anyways, we're open from 9 to 5, and just want to let you know that, yes, I'm so sorry that your husband passed away at 5:35 this morning, but we'll be here for the rest of the day. We're just trying to get a hold of you, and give us a call. So I was prepared for a Pepe Dead.
Would you hang on the line for a survey about the customer service you've received today?
If you get a call later, please do.
When we called you to tell you that your husband had passed away.
Eights and nines.
Would you say we were very helpful, somewhat helpful?
The person yelling into their phone, very helpful. Please repeat.
But I mean, it just turned out to be it was one of it was not the vet. It was something else for something else. And why would I just assume that Pepe's dead? He's getting his teeth cleaned.
We have mental
might
problems.
Have been hoping.
Yeah, we have mental problems.
I would have been so sad.
I had someone from this club call me about a dear friend, a very close
friend. Like I ran through my head about how I was going to like deal with his death and if I'd be more sad than Jillian because I
Viking
never really
spent... funeral.
Someone from the general manager of this club called me today and she goes, can you keep a secret? And I went, not really. And she goes, well, I need to talk to someone about this. And she goes, you know about so-and-so. And I immediately felt like I was going to vomit because it's somebody who I love and I've known probably 30 years.
And you've never read a script.
And I was like, what happened? And she's like, oh, we're trying to plan a surprise party for him. And I was like, mother, you can't do it like that. You can't do it deadpan. You know about what happened to John, right?
John.
It wasn't John. It was another person, but I don't want to spoil
John
it.
John Teeter?
Is it John Denver? Bob Denver. Bob Denver. John Denver.
I'm sure there's a John
wait,
Denver.
Wait, no, wait. John Denver. He's the John Denver. Musician, right?
Bob Denver was Gilligan.
Oh,
Bob
yeah.
Denver,
yeah,
Gilligan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
John Denver.
They were brothers.
John Denver Broncos.
John Denver was a singer guy that died in plane crash,
Missy
right?
Mountain.
You got it. You got it.
Yep. Right. Yeah. All right. And Bob Denver was Gilligan. And they were not brothers.
It
Stop
is
it.
Known.
They were brothers in,
known
in
fact
name
they're not.
In show business. They were brothers in show business.
Are you sure you spell it without an E?
Are you
Yes.
Retarded?
Don't even look it up. Don't even look it up.
Don't
You're,
make
making
fun
it
of
worse.
Me.
You're making
don't
it
make
worse.
Fun
I'm
of
an
me.
Idiot. I am an idiot, and I know
I
how it's spelled.
I don't know how to spell things.
How is grown spelled?
Growean. Growean.
Not too bad.
You know what's
not
weird about...
Too
about
bad.
Not too bad.
I got this weird thing where...
Not great. But not
one,
too bad.
One of the worst spellers I know. Like, I'm just awful.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not too good either.
All through my childhood. Dyslexia does not help it.
I got to say, though, having Twitter and stuff on my phone for over 5 years has helped my spelling a lot. Because I had some friends go, you really need to work on this shit in the beginning. Because I was just like, I don't know how to spell anything. And it was there was a lot of really, really, really poor spelling. I still don't know anything about grammar, but...
Knower. There's a knower.
Yeah.
That's a real word.
Some people
a person
refer,
who knows.
Some people who have a small
or apprehends.
Penis call it a grower.
So you're not
reason.
A knower.
I'm not a knower of how you spell known. Known. All right. I will fix my speech. Known.
No, you don't need to fix it.
Known.
These are the creakiest, super expensive chairs I've ever sat on.
This room is white.
Should we hide? Should we go up to the roof for the second half? Why? Why no? What do you mean no, Tyler? Well, look at you. Why no?
I don't know. I just don't care.
But it's so hot.
We can open that door.
No, I don't want to hear those 90s tunes. That's what they even are?
It's not 90s.
All right.
It's Miss American Pie. Don McLean.
Nope.
What?
I have a cigar. Not a cigar. I have a guitar signed by Don McLean.
Wait, why did you say no?
It's worthless. Because that's not what it is.
You know what I'm going
to
miss?
The levee, but the levee was
this
dry.
This is not.
Stop it, guys. No one can
Go
even hear
listen.
This one. This will be the day that
hold on.
Die.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Stop it, no one. Right, you know what? Don't drop your mic.
Don't drop the mic.
You know what I'm going to miss most about Loveline and working?
Yeah.
At Loveline?
Paycheck?
Besides that, that's the obvious. Is I think they're a printer. Because I would print all my stuff for
you were like
film
the only
ball.
One that knew how to use it,
and it was really convenient and nice.
Yeah.
Because my printer at home doesn't even recognize my new internet system, and I can't get it to understand my network, so it just sits there. I have to put a screwdriver in it.
Really find printers infuriating, even though
yeah,
my big one has been fantastic.
It's like I might need to talk about had, that though. Movie tomorrow on the film vault. Print. I could yep. use a little bit of knowledge on that. Yep. Copy, paste, print.
Yep.
And that's gone forever.
You still have keys to Westwood One?
I still have keys to everything.
Yeah, you can probably still go back and print.
All right, I don't want to get anyone in trouble here, but you know, I'm doing all I can to keep the love line. No one else is going to do it, and I need to keep everything. I'm trying. The goal is to keep as much as I can get my hands on all in one place.
Okay.
Right? Because there is no official archivist other than Giovanni. He's the closest thing to
you
it.
You got that one right.
And there was a bunch of stuff that he doesn't have access to that I do currently. So, yeah. In doing, you know, honestly, and this might sound horrible, but if it wasn't for Giovanni's enthusiasm, and I know how much it means to him, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd even care. I might just walk. I might just turn my back on the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yep. I understand how much it matters to him, and I also saw how much it mattered to people when the after disaster, I mean, I just got very confused.
Was that us?
To get in here. Yeah, someone tried to get in here just now.
You want to open it and see who it is?
They didn't knock.
Well, they might want to get their stuff.
Mm.
When I saw
the headphones that I'm using,
how many people got upset with the podcast of Loveline going away? And mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm thinking of those people too. So there's been some talks, some brief talks, because it's there's so much involved with the name and not allowed to use the name. There's talks of maybe repurposing them and just pulling Loveline out.
Go ahead. Come on in. Anything? Come on in.
Yeah.
No, you can talk.
Yeah, you can talk.
This is the least professional of all.
Are these your headphones?
Those are.
Don't worry. I don't have ear herpes or anything
you
like that.
You thought they were mine.
No, please.
He was just holding them like this.
No, that's not true. They're ear aids.
Ear aids.
See ya.
They're called hearing aids.
Mm.
Hearing aids. Aids. Ear aids.
Yeah.
Hearing aids.
That's pretty good.
Wouldn't it be weird if you can get aids just on specific parts of your body?
So I roll by Westwood One.
Your penis looks really skinny. Yep. AIDS.
I rolled by my old place of work, mm-hmm. and I'm not naming names here,
yeah.
but I officially no longer work for that company. I still have keys to everything. I should not. In fact, I wanted to kind of do the show there tonight, like one last time.
I did too. Mm. I swear to God, I was like, can we do this? Can we? I thought we should just go to Westwood One and pull up and see if the security guy just lets us in.
So I've been there so long and I know everybody, right? So yeah. I just roll in. I just let myself in. I'm just going through drawer after drawer looking for like lost Loveline CDs and whatnot. I have no business being on the property.
Oh, yeah.
And not really. I still have an office there, but they're clearing it out and they're doing construction all around it.
It's not like you were fired. Just because the show, you're still doing work for the best ofs and shit.
This isn't like back in the day when you gave Radio Shack your 2-week notice. Do you remember this? Like,
yeah, I gave Radio Shack my 2-week notice.
When you gave your notice, Radio Shack would brag about, if you give your notice, they walk you out to the sidewalk right then.
Why would they brag about that?
Oh, because they don't want you stealing shit in your last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Please don't take the Atari 2.
How was Radio Shack a thing for so long?
They're
it was
not.
Awful.
I know. Because there was
no internet. It wasn't awful. It was fantastic.
It was
no
terrible.
Internet.
Everything
it was like a miniature
so
fries. It was like a miniature fries.
I hated Radio
fries
Shack.
Fries will be going out of business.
It was pretty good. You're like, I need a 1/8 to a 1/4.
Yep.
L adapter. And then
or I need some really shitty walkie-talkies, or I need a really crappy remote control
car. Or they'd have like a random like little LED transformer that you needed.
So I'd get there. I got there.
They should bring Radio Shack back.
Fuck yeah. It just went out of business like 6 months ago, but they should bring it back.
Remember when they like tried at the last second to like, oh, it was kind of
You know what's funny
sad.
About this real quick? I know you're telling something, but you know what?
I know you're telling something.
You know what I would like? I would like a Radio Shack shirt. To go along with my Licorice Pizza shirt.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Licorice Pizza?
It's a like record
an old
store.
Nostalgic.
My Malibu Grand Prix shirt.
It's an old nostalgic thing.
And my Palomino shirt.
You just showed me three shirts and they're all upside down.
I just bought them at the place called Valley Relics.
That's what you need. You need all those shirts badly.
Yeah. The funny thing is I don't wear shirts with logos anymore.
I was just going to say, I've like seen you wear one shirt with a logo.
I don't do it anymore.
Not an shirt. Last couple times
I'm not
going to
wear that anymore because I don't wear shirts with logos. But
cake,
I just bought these three today.
Cake on a shirt.
Hey, is it weird to you guys that Sports Authority and Sports Chalet both closed at the same time? Like, you know that they're in direct competition with each other for decades.
Yeah, they're holding on.
And they both took a headshot in the same week.
Yeah, it's like when two boxers hit each other in the movies and they both go down.
Like, if one stayed up, like, they are the story now. Why wouldn't they? But they're both. All right, so.
Are you saying we should get into the
dicks.
Sports?
Dicks.
Oh, yeah.
There's no dicks out here, though, are there?
Oh, there's dicks out here, baby.
That was a back east thing. All right, what are we doing? Sports.
It was chicks and then became dicks, which sounds like the hackiest joke of all time.
Not true.
We take it to.
It was not chicks.
What
do you want to call chicks?
One.
Why would it call
Yes, there is.
It's for sports, though. Dudes play sports.
It was bought out by Dicks.
Yeah, Chicks was about... There was a sports guy named Chick Hearn.
I don't think Chick Hearn owned
Chick. I
think it was based on that.
I don't think so.
I doubt it because he just talked about the Lakers.
You know what? You know what it is? You know what? Here's the thing. You listen to sports radio, you know one thing.
I don't think so. He just talked about the Lakers.
No, I figured it out.
Why would they name an entire chain about sports?
They licensed his name.
Then it would be called. It would have been like Chick Hearn's.
Sports radio.
And it would have a microphone. Would be the logo.
Sports radio is the epitome of stereotypical talk radio. You listen to sports radio.
I'm figuring out.
It's all ads for erectile dysfunction and hair growth. Mm-hmm. So it's so goddamn stereotypical.
Sometimes they combine them. So it's advertisements for hairy hard dicks.
Regular talk radio is about people with fucked up teeth and that need a goddamn mattress.
Yes.
And want to file bankruptcy because they're fucking losers.
Mm, or you can get some fast cash with a cheap loan.
Here's what I think happened is I think somebody.
Tyler,
who is Chicks named after?
There's quieter ways of going about that.
I think some. Much I quieter. Think when they were opening that sport, that.
Quieter,
oh,
quieter.
I can't hear this on the web. From who is
Chicks named after?
When they were opening,
this is what you found, and then she shows you. It's just Google.
When they were opening that sports supply store, they were probably sitting around having beers.
Siri.
There was probably a bunch of fat dudes sitting around having beers. They had a little bit of money from a lawsuit, possibly a settlement. They were going to open this sports. Chain.
I like how he came up with a settlement. Like one guy got a settlement. That was such a strange twist.
Here's an article and they said, in CNBC in 2007. Dicks buys Chicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chick Hearns though
for $71 million.
That's not the question.
I bet they wish they had that $71 million back. But
Jim Chick.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so that totally ruins my theory, which was like if we were going to open a sporting goods store, we'd be like, what do sports?
Well, you know what we
guys want. They want Chicks. Let's call it Chicks, man. Maybe they'll come in here thinking there's Chicks.
There's no way they're that dumb.
And there's no Chicks. There's just softball bats and fucking baseball hats.
There's no way they're that dumb.
And roof racks.
You know what we name our sports show? Store that we should open.
Yeah.
We should, because they...
Sports are gay.
Such enthusiasm. It kind of goes with the name, though. That I
we'll
think we
take
should...
it to the limit.
We'll call it Cox.
Cox.
Not bad, right?
CLX?
Not bad. And it's just a baseball bat is the logo?
Yep.
Not bad?
It's like a geist. It's like a
silhouette.
It sounds
like where they shop for supplies in basketball.
It's a silhouette of a dude standing in like the batter circle with the bat where his dick is sticking it out.
Silhouette.
Cox. But come on down to Cox. 20% off.
Should we open a sports store now that they're both like they're gone? Like,
yeah.
We
should.
Open road, right?
We should. Yeah. It's there's a market for it, obviously, because the two big chains just went out of business.
and no one says sports like the three of us.
That's kind of faulty. Hey, I'm an athlete.
I'm looking for some baseball equipment. You got to talk to Tyler. He's the baseball guy.
You'd be crossbows?
I'll be crossbows and I'll be roof racks. I'll be like the
crossbows, hockey, and baseball. Your one stop shop.
Too bad football is not in the equation. By far the most popular sport.
Yep,
we'll say concussions, causing concussions. Sorry, we don't believe in football.
We don't support it.
We don't support it. Plus, they too many of their players are bad women.
Do you have New Balance? I'll be like, I got you on that one. Right over here, buddy.
What was being discussed right before all of this?
Love line. You haven't used.
So I go and I know there's a good chance that I shouldn't even be there. I understand that I no longer work for the system. My sister's calling me. Leave it alone. Hmm. Should I answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God, it's this kind of show, isn't it? Hey, Ash, we're doing the After Disaster right now. Ashley?
Yeah?
Hey, we're doing the After Disaster.
You have to let her know we're recording.
Did I call you? You call me.
You called me.
Oh, my God, my fucking phone is so fucking dumb. Okay, sorry.
God, that is a dumb... Why'd you buy a dumb phone?
Ask her how to spell known.
Hey, Ash. Ash.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you spell the word known?
Known?
Known. Like I've known things in my life.
Like I've known that you were a silly man?
Yeah.
K-N-O-W-N?
Love you, Ash.
Love you. Bye.
She's going to be like... Now she's going to be confused. Like, I spell it wrong?
She's gonna sit
on
it for a while.
She probably thought we were making fun of her.
She's going to sit on it, too. So, hey. I'm at the premises. I don't know. It's questionable whether I should even be there visiting friends, let alone just kind of wandering and, going. I'm literally going through drawers of archives. And
I think you're way too paranoid about this.
Cut to. This is the humor. This is where it comes from, though. Security guard sees me, gets a dolly, and starts helping me
that's
roll out big, giant boxes. And he's literally loading my car.
Beautiful.
He's like taking the heavy box. I'm like, no, I got it. And he's like, no.
The cool thing is anyone can find out where this studio is, and now they know that the security will just help you walk out with stuff.
Cool. That's not cool.
I know, and he only did
it because he knows me. You know?
Do you remember like back in the good old days? And I'm talking only like 10 years ago when people would always. I remember this happening twice in the course of like 2 years.
Where they
would catch people on camera, like going into Walmart and just putting a giant screen TV on the push cart and just going right out the door and putting it in their car, and no one stopped them. And they're like, if you recognize this person, I'm like, that's fucking fantastic.
You could like steal like all your groceries now with those self-checkout things.
Yeah, I don't know how to work the machine.
Yeah. You know what? You absolutely could, because almost every time I walk out of there, the buzzer goes off and I don't even flinch and they don't even come after me. That's so I could just fill the bag up and just walk out right out the front door and then be like, oh, I forgot to get a pot roast. Come back in. I forgot to get 4 bottles of vodka that I'm going to sell to miners.
This room is melting.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
This
is the Phoenix edition.
I feel like it's just slowing down the program. I mean, the studio is supposed to be cool and cold.
But we've also recorded in Death Valley where it was very warm. And that was pretty not good. So
yeah,
right.
It wasn't. It took us 48 hours to get 2 hours worth of material.
It did. But we weren't trying for the full 48.
Mm-hmm. I got some ideas for the show. We'll talk about those off the air.
Well, let's talk about them on air.
No. All right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want.
First thing I'd like to know is, when are we going to get paid?
No.
Because I fucking need money.
I'll figure something out. Yeah, you think I don't need some money?
Yeah.
That's a nice thing for the listeners.
Wait,
here.
What do you mean?
Are we getting paid?
No. He's talking to Tyler or I, because Mike has no control over the finances that the show's thankfully bringing in for our efforts.
Thankfully, times 100.
Yeah.
What I mean is, you should donate 100.
We haven't seen any of the proceeds yet because
it's
all sitting in
just earning interest
account
for Patreon and Teespring.
Yeah, we need to divvy this up because I seriously need money.
Well, we need to put those shirts back up too because I didn't buy one and Jillian really wanted one.
Okay.
And I got a few emails from listeners saying, hey, any chance you're going to do this? I missed the campaign a couple people.
And people are asking about the DVDs / thumb drives.
We owe them.
I know. I'm on it. It just continues to be a bigger hassle than I thought it would be, but I'm close.
All right.
My intention was to hopefully have it done on May 1st, which has passed. So I feel terrible, and it weighs on me every day.
Did
so
you buy
I feel
them
like
already?
I feel like Mike Carano when he has to like print things and doesn't do it. So everyone can know that it's weighing heavily on me.
Did you buy the thumb drives already?
No.
All right. We'll
this is more off-air stuff.
Not really.
Hey, you know the next show that we do? I'm going to be on a boat.
Yes.
It's going to be sweet. I'm going to call from outside the boat. Overlooking glaciers.
Overlooking or underlooking?
I'm going to be like up on high in a boat, and some I'm going to look down on. Maybe.
Are you going to look down at sad polar bears that are swimming in the water?
I will lose it. I will lose it. Hey, I got a movie recommendation for
you. Oh, that would be the saddest thing of all time. If you
and then,
down
the guy,
and see
and then while you're crying, the guy
end
next to you shoots it with a crossbow from the boat.
I would engage. I would engage physically with that man if I saw that. Without a doubt.
Yeah, gay marriage is legal in Alaska. That's fine.
I would punch him, really? Tyler. I would get him in a headlock. I would throw him over the boat.
That would present problems.
The Family Fang. It's a very good movie. I talk about it on Cinematics. And it's Jason Bateman directed it, and he stars in it, and Christopher Walken is in it as well as Nicole Kidman. And I think you'd really appreciate it. It reminded me of a much lighter, sweeter version of Map of the Stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just as good.
And it's in theaters.
It should be in theaters this Friday. Yes.
Because I might have to get tires tomorrow, and I thought I would go.
Well, it's
going to
be in theaters the next. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't. It might be out here. I don't know. Anyways, Family Fang, good one.
Okay.
Good one. Trust me. It's all about art and what is art and what parents actually, artistic parents, do to their children as a result of art. It's fucking good.
Okay. Dig it.
Christopher Walken's great.
Is it scripted or is it?
Scripted.
Okay.
Christopher Walken's fantastic.
He's always fantastic.
Did I ever tell you guys one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done with trying to get a girl back in my life way back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten all about it. And
so far, you haven't told us any embarrassing things you've done.
Actually, I was watching a football match on the pitch, English football or European football. And when they score, a lot of time the celebration involves them running and sliding on their knees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it slapped me in the face, something that happened back in the 90s.
Oh, yes. 90s Anderson's my favorite Anderson.
And it was
from afar. Not
I
got to
say that they didn't originate that. Chuck Berry was doing that on stage in the 60s.
With the guitar.
50s. He would run and slide on his knees playing the guitar.
I would think that
I don't think Chuck Berry invented it either.
Humans have had knees and legs and the ability to run for some time now.
I just Wikipedia'd it. Chuck Berry invented it.
Speaking of 80s, 90s Anderson.
Case closed.
You know that photo when you're leaning on the car with your long blonde hair and sunglasses?
That's a sweet look, yeah.
We should 100% make that a shirt.
No, we should not make that 100%.
100%.
I'll support you a little bit and say 96%.
I don't like it. So it was right around that time.
I'd wear
I was,
that shirt.
It might have been that day that that picture was taken. It could have been.
Shut up.
There was a girl in my life. We fell on hard times.
This is before or after you were sticking your head in speakers at raves?
This is right before that.
Okay.
Before that. Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
And there was this cool... It might have been right around that time, actually. I think it was because I used to hang out at there's a clothing store called JMR. Ever heard of JMR?
Nope. Jammer?
I'm sure that's what
just
it was
called. Just men's.
It was
regalia.
The name of like the three guys that owned it. And just when you're like that rectum. Age, when you're like in your like late teens, early 20s, like people that own stores are like cool. They're like cool guys. And like the one guy would show up like Sebastian.
I'm my own boss, man. Let's go smoke a joint.
Like they'd be like, hey, there he is. Like it was a really cool, like they sold a lot of raver like clothes, but they also like had they like watches under glass and like on display. It was in the mall, but it was like the cool store in the mall.
Okay.
And they'd have glasses on display like in sand. No, watches under glass in sand with like a tarantula, like a real life tarantula in there.
You're like getting like a meth high talking about it.
And there's a black light, dude, man. It made it cooler.
So I had a girlfriend. We went out for like 3 years and she actually worked at JMR towards the end of our relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
And I used to go in there like after the mall closed and help her close up and
hide
stuff.
Hide other stuff in the sand.
And she'd always like get me like really good deals on like sweet raver clothes. And it was tad.
JNCO jeans.
But we weren't doing so hot, right? Things were. And looking back on it, she was about to graduate high school and I was like a year out of high school. And she was right. She's about to go away to college. And it needed to end. It should have ended.
Yeah.
And it was ending.
JMR
and
was closing.
I didn't want it to end. And
nope.
I was messed out during this time. Actually, I went out with this girl and I told her that I was on, it was a year and a half in the relationship when I finally came clean with her. And I said, you know, I do this thing called crystal meth and I've been doing it pretty much every day for the last year and a half of our relationship. She didn't seem to be too phased, but
she's like, end.
So I'll never forget. She was like cleaning up at the one end of the aisle. The store was closed. No one was in there, and I was helping her out. And we had just broken up, kind of like the few days before. But we're trying that dumb thing that dumb people, young kids do.
Yeah.
We'll still be friends, and I was still hanging around hoping she'd change her mind because I had lots of issues.
Did you get that watch at JMR in the sand?
I did not get my sweet Fitbit watch from JMR.
It didn't fit in the case of JMR.
Because it's too big. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop making fun of my watch and my spelling.
I don't even care. I just know that you have a complex about
it. So she was at the end
of
this rack.
I could never work there. Can I see that watch? Nope.
No, I know. Me neither. Nope. I would never open that glass case ever.
Sorry. Until he goes to the other end of the case.
So she was at the end of this rack and I got it in my head that it would be super sweet. Like, why am I?
You slid under the thing as it was closing?
No.
Like Alex Indiana Jones?
No, it was just like a hard, like cement slab of a floor.
Yeah.
And I took like a few running steps, and I was going to go slide like on my knees up to her feet, and I think I even had something
and to propose.
Say. Not propose, but like say something cool.
Want to suck a dick?
And you bruise her vagina with your forehead?
No, worse. I was like the jeans that I was wearing because I wasn't thinking straight because I had been up for 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And they had ripped knee.
You got to think straight when you're doing something like this.
Do the slide thing, but yeah. I didn't slide on my skin.
Ah! You just fell straight forward?
Yeah, that's what I fell.
Did you hit your face?
No, I put my arms out, but it was like very ungraceful. And I'm still like
8 feet away.
Yeah, I'm still very far away from her. And she just looks down from the clothes rack. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like,
praying.
Did it go as.
Praying that you'll take me back?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, being a kid sucks.
Then, well, how did you get so out? Did you just push yourself so backwards out of the room?
My leg was like bleeding. Someone's at the door.
Hi. Hello.
I look very startled.
Yep. He's probably going to come in here and take a nap.
Was that his plan, you think?
Well, there's always people napping in here when they take their break because this room doesn't have any.
Did I tell you reason. I fell at my baseball game while I was pitching in front of everyone?
Recently?
Yeah.
When?
Like a week ago.
Did you fell?
Yeah, the field.
Wait, is this the game you took yourself out of?
No, but the same league.
Okay.
The field that we play on is like multi-purpose, so it's got like the T-ball mound all the way up to like the man's mound.
And it's got an asphalt for go-kart racing.
But everything's flat. Doesn't actually have a mound. It's just the rubbers. Right. And there's like six of them all row because it's like softball, T-ball,
how do you
little
know which
league.
One's which?
You're the just... farthest one is the money
right,
for manly
what
men.
If you're not at the
no of... idea.
Yeah,
no
how would you know
I-
which
no
one?
No idea. But, and one of my pitches, my cleat caught the next rubber that was in front of me, and I just went straight down like I was snipered. And there was, this isn't just like one of those men's leagues where it's like just the two teams are there. This is in a very like busy area, and there's just lots of bystanders that come and watch. So I probably fell in front of like, I don't know, 30-something people, and I'm just laying
Did
in the
hurt?
Dirt. No, but thankfully I turned it into, I made it look like I was like modeling on the beach.
Did everyone laugh?
I got a laugh.
Stop
yeah,
it.
I got a laugh.
Stop
yeah.
it.
Got a rise out of the crowd, so it ended up okay.
Ty. Nice. Good, quick goat thinking.
Oh,
there,
look
buddy.
At that.
He's got a little scrapeskies. Mm-hmm. Little scrapeskies on his forehead.
That was actually from Sliding Head First on
I
Sunday.
Just realized we haven't done a show since the last Love Line in the last...
Correct.
Why didn't we talk about any of
we
that?
We still can.
Whiskey Pete.
Oh, yeah. How was Whiskey
we
Pete?
We never even mentioned it. If I'm a listener, I'm like, well, what happened with Whiskey Pete?
What happened with Whiskey Pete?
He was a really nice guy, and I felt bad.
Yeah.
Still, he had no business being in the second to last night, but
it was
you a
did say
nice guy.
You said, I asked you, you said crushed it.
I was joking. I was being sarcastic. He was good. He
I was going to...
And then Mike was in there with me for the last night. He was like in the studio with me most of the night.
You posted the video in the strangest way on our Facebook page. You actually gave everyone like the raw video. Why didn't you just upload it?
Seemed kind of like I think he was trying to like beat everyone in the punch. It's kind of what I felt
It's
like.
Very weird.
No, I was trying to keep it personal. I didn't want to put it on YouTube.
You
I just thought I would
literally put it on social media.
Yeah, but I didn't post it publicly till yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I just sent links. I put a link on our website and a link on Twitter.
Yeah, but a link like anyone can get.
No, but it's limited. It's not like a world search for this. There's no way to search for it. But I did put it on YouTube yesterday.
So
with some extended footage and your sweet toast.
My sweet toast. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't like my toast.
You want me to take it out?
You got those kisses in though.
Yeah.
I did do the kisses.
Got a lot of response.
I did. Did we? We did?
No, you got a lot of response. All the comments are about the kisses.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. For the show.
About you saying hell on earth.
Okay. Which I said on the video.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really get, you know, I there's a few things that I would have liked to have said. I did some math. And Gio actually pointed out that Drew, if you collect all of the hours that he was on Loveline, about 2 years straight, day and night,
oh
24 hours
God.
A day,
totally
7 days
fuck.
A week. Yeah, 2 years.
What about you? You got to be close.
And I was like, I did the math for me, and I was like at like 13 or 14 months, right around there, straight Loveline. And, you know, I did some math before that, before the show, about how many cuss words I cut out thereabouts and how the show as a podcast will hopefully come back in one form or another. I wanted to say all these things, but of course, I was never afforded the opportunity.
You know what I found?
I did yell at Drew, though, and I got very upset with him. Go ahead.
Oh, I was tweeting little like Loveline memories myself. Couldn't be there, but, you know, putting it out there. And someone sent me the links to our first calls, the only two that we ever posted, the two episodes of First Call when we were taking calls before Loveline.
Oh, TNA?
Yeah, but not TNA. First Call.
Oh, we did call it First Call.
Yeah.
Are you talking about this show or are you guys
no.
doing...
No.
Tyler and I did a little show for like a few weeks. Because
the internet stream would come on at 9:50.
Okay.
And it was used to just be like dead air or songs that we were playing and stuff. So we started just taking calls for 10 minutes.
Yeah. And people are dumb. They thought they were talking a lot.
We take one call. Yeah.
That happened to this show.
We did that for like 10, 15
minutes. Yeah, then it got like shut down.
But most of the phone calls we got in the beginning were people thinking it was Loveline.
Would still would be if, oh, I guess that wouldn't work anymore because we're not going to be the same number. But the one where the guy like...
We talked to the Canadians... Oh.
Something about a car wreck.
There was one where we're like, oh, we're not qualified to talk to you about this.
But then the guy was gone. It was awful. And there was a video of it. I used to see it.
Hey, weren't we going to start using the Google number to take calls again?
Yeah.
We need to start taking calls.
But we can do it through the iPad.
I'm really
going to
miss
the recorder.
Talking to people or hearing people on Loveline.
We have the ability to do it now.
Need to do the connection. Connect. Yeah, let's start doing
that. Google soon. Voice right through his iPad.
Start doing that. Yeah. The one thing, and I kind of have regret, I don't even know if you noticed it, but on the last show, people were saying basically, and Drew decided, no, I'm not going to ring the bell.
Yeah.
And we've been ringing the bell for every time someone says basically for the last
I didn't, and
the
I
last
still
4 years.
Don't get the importance of that, like why that was bending you out of shape so much.
Because we've been doing it on the show for 4 years,
I know,
other than a brief hiatus where we stopped doing it because it was annoying to all of us involved. But then we brought it back because it was more annoying, the absence of the bell. I mean, those people who listen on a regular basis, they've come accustomed to the bell. You have to do the bell. It's almost an OCD thing. You do it every fucking basically for 4 years straight. And then the very last show, because Corolla's in there, you're not going to ring it because it might upset Corolla. When we had Dave Navarro on probably 3 months ago, he was talking about his mom being murdered and how he made a documentary about it. And he was telling the story about how he figured out and found out she was murdered. Basically was being said while he was discussing this, the bell was going off. And he became distracted and upset by the bell. I don't blame him, but the bell does not get rung.
Well, the bell does get rung.
I still stand by. I don't see why you were so bent out of shape about it.
Why wouldn't I? Because
it's not that important.
Trying to think of something here that would be a similar thing. Let's say the improv every night, the last show, mm-hmm. they have some kind of sign off. Some kind of like every single night. It's the same thing, right? For years. And then the very last night, somebody you're not a massive fan of comes in who used to be associated with the improv years ago. And the person on stage says, no, we're not going to do that tonight because that might upset him. It's similar to that. Stop it.
I just think it was a different night, and it was just like it was a.
It should have been Love Line. It should have been Love Line, which is the ring of the bells. Anyway, so I yelled at Drew. I called him a pussy, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a.
Then Kathy Griffin came in as though she was a staple.
Yeah, that was weird. Heard that part.
I know that was weird.
Was it on air or off air that she said, "Don't say I never did nothing for you"? Like she did us a huge favor by coming by.
I didn't hear that.
And then Andy Dick rolled in. That was fun.
No one died.
Is that the end of the star-studded guests?
And then we had
people tend to
Joel
die.
McHale on. Somebody else was on.
Called in.
Some people were in. Called in.
Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick. Yes. Some guy I never heard of who apparently got the show on MTV was on. And then I choked up a little bit, got a little tearful for the last segment.
What?
When I played Clocks, which is the bumper by Coldplay that I played for about 2.5-3 years straight. The last segment, every last segment, come in with that.
That's
not the song.
It was.
That's not it.
It was definitely emotional.
But then as soon as I stopped playing that, I realized where I was and I stopped. Because it was a fishbowl and there was a bunch of people in the other adjacent studio drinking and eating and just talking and really enjoying themselves. So it was tough.
Poor Howard just sat there in a chair, hunched over, staring at you guys. He never moved. Well, he just looked sad. He sat against the window. Did you see him?
Yes, I saw him. I'd look over when there was really funny stuff occurring on the show, too, because Corolla's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He was saying some things that were very funny, and I didn't see any reaction from Howard.
Howard looked shocked.
Howard's Drew's management.
He looked shocked. He was just sitting in a chair by himself against the window, just watching through the glass the whole entire show.
That's kind of how he always looks.
Yeah, he kind of does look
like that. You're
right. Oh, you sons of bitches.
Son bitch.
All right, so I can't talk anymore because of the heat.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what I was just singing?
Nope. Yours was da-na-dun.
Yeah.
Da-na-dun.
That's what that fucking song, you knowing asshole.
I got to say, when you were playing the music, the way you did it in studio was perfect for the video because you had the music on until the voices, until they had to speak and you killed it. But if you're watching the video and you listen to Loveline, you got the whole feel.
You got the sense of what it's like.
Because you didn't just have silence and then Dr. Drew and Adam talking. It was the intro.
It's because when
you
turn on the mics, the overhead monitors kill immediately.
Okay. How are you feeding the sound into the Facebook live stream? It was nice. It was good quality sound.
I'm sure they were pulling it off of the adjacent studio.
With those GoPros?
I don't know
how they were doing it.
That was K-Rock Digital.
It was weird. Wait,
was it 360?
No, it illustrated to me the how radio is like theater of the mind. So I was listening to it on the radio.com app or however you listen to Loveline or used to, like radio, obviously no video. Listening to Adam and Drew talking, reminiscing about how they met and started the show and blah, 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 blah. And then I went on the Facebook page and saw that they were streaming it. And then I was watching from that bird's eye view angle from the corner of the room.
Yeah, that was K-Rock.
And I was like, oh, It's not as cool when you can see the people on the radio talking. Absolutely it's not. Bright. There's people walking in and out. It's not the way that I'm imagining it in my head, not. And I don't like it.
Howard Stern, you listen to that show, and it was way, way more entertaining listening to it. And then when they started doing the video, you're like,
At least they kept it still like dark and kind of, you know,
yeah,
like a radio studio should be.
Well, somebody recorded that entire show 360.
Yeah.
They had a contraption in the middle of the table. With
which like I don't like at all. You're going to see my GoPros. Angry face. If you choose to go on the other
where
side
is
of the
that? Where is that footage?
I don't know. They might post it on K-Rock one day. I don't know.
Probably not.
Am I playing the song? Or?
Yeah, I feel like you should. Because now I just got all sad about
I know, I'm sad too. I left there kind of
I'm more upset.
Shaken up.
More upset with you not understanding the significance of the bell and not
Yeah,
being,
I'm sorry I don't.
I don't understand how you won it. It's a of you of all people.
I know.
It's like a purity thing.
I don't
It'd
get
be
it.
Like selling out the last night to appease a person who has not been a part of the show for 10 years.
Maybe it's just I'm more of a purist.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a purist.
But I don't care about things like the bell and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
What do you care about?
Like just the show.
Okay, what is the show, though? The show was not Adam and Drew. It hasn't been for 10 years.
Yeah.
So if you're a purist, you would have wanted it to be Drew and...
Either way, I went into that with a bad attitude because I had the blowout of all blowouts with my mom, and then I got there, and I was bummed out and depressed about it.
Is the song playing? I don't have headphones on.
No, it is not. Okay, I wish you would get better at playing it.
Still not playing.
It's not playing.
Yeah, it's still not playing.
Still not playing.
Still. You know what's not playing? The song.
I don't know why, but the song isn't playing.
You know it's not playing also?
I hope it is playing.
It's not playing.
I swear to God it's not.
Yeah.
Are Cannons playing?
Nothing's
nope.
playing.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe the volume's down. Is your mute on?
Nope.
Why don't you unplug it and plug it back in?
Why don't you?
What did you guys do?
It doesn't help. We didn't touch anything. The folder is still on, and there's nothing coming through on that track.
Oh, I heard the feedback, though, from the little phono, from the phono in, so...
Maybe you should kill that app and restart it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't have nice things.
Hot start.
This room is so hot, guys. I'm sorry.
It is
I feel
hot.
Like we can't do it in this room
but
anymore.
But if you think about all the people that live in trailer parks in
But I bet
the
they don't
Arizona
have entertaining
region.
Conversations.
They're
plane.
Right. There we go. Now it's plane.
Did Ann talk on the last episode?
Yes. We had Giovanni was the last call.
Yeah,
the,
how about
the show
that?
Ever.
Should have hung up on him.
He talked about, he brought Ann into the conversation, and then she hopped on, and she...
Did 1780s guy call in?
I don't know what that is. But,
You're my big fan.
It was I think it was a fitting end.
It was absolutely fitting. It was nice. It was sad. And you know what?
Tyler, turn off your notification.
What a letdown that is. What? Going out. There's some music playing. All of a sudden, ding.
I know. I don't like the ding.
Bring some chicken home.
So depressed now, guys. Why
I know, me too.
Depressed? I can't believe you don't understand
there,
the ding. That hurts.
I left
me.
There depressed.
It,
and,
is, it is.
Tyler, do you understand the ding? Do you understand my grievance?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, it'd be like if Rudy Roll was still a thing, and then on the last night you just didn't do Rudy Rolls.
Or it'd be like with this, if we were doing the last After Disaster ever, and we had a special guest in here who doesn't like the sound of cannons.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that'd be terrible.
Nope, can't do cannons, because it might upset that person. Well, yeah, that'd
be bad.
You mean like special guests like me? Because I don't like the sound
I don't
of
know who the special guest was. You don't like cannons? What are you talking about? Who doesn't like cannons?
Really? Yeah, you know, pirates.
Pirates
who got
love
shot
cannons.
By cannon.
Yeah. That's true. Wouldn't like that. It is nice, though, that we still have this show, because it feels like Loveline ended, but we still have... it'd be sad if this show had ended for some reason, then Loveline ended. It'd be very...
Oh, you know what else happened? Is like, remember when I was talking... I wasn't really talking shit, but I was very upset about Whiskey Pete coming in for the second to last show and talking about getting plugs on the show for this one. He's like pulling teeth. Drew couldn't have been nicer the second to last show. He was like coming back from break saying, hey, I'm here with Emily. I'm from Sex with Emily. And of course, Anderson Cowan from Film Vault and the After Disaster. Like, I'm coming back from breaks. I'm like, thanks, Drew. And then flash forward to the last night. It's like, nothing again. But it was nice that we got that one last second to last night, because I'm sure a lot of people tune in for Whiskey Pete. But it was very nice. And Whiskey Pete turned out to be a very nice guy. I like him.
Should you say it's... Do you like him enough to say
it's no? Real? No. Okay. After everything I said, no, hopefully. That's the beauty of this show. It's just small enough that you can talk shit, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So until we suffer repercussions.
That is horrifying.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Like Attack of the Listeners. A couple weeks ago here.
Attack of the Listeners.
How is... what's going on with little Cowan?
What's going on with little Ty-Ty over there?
He's
with
good.
Zachariah.
He's 9 weeks old.
Zachary.
Zachary. Yeah. He's growing.
Is he? Is he grown?
He's growing. He's
just put some weight on. He's a thin kid.
No, check him out.
Thin child.
No, he's like chunky now.
He's 9 weeks. Is that like a milestone?
2 months and a week. I want to think 9 weeks would be. What would it be?
9 and a half is when you fuck him, right?
Oh my god!
Like the movie.
Why are you making him into?
Oh, he's so cute. Yeah.
What movie? Oh, 9 and a half weeks with Mickey Rourke.
No, we don't fuck him. But he does throw up on us. Oh, and the dogs got into his diapers the other day.
Gotta get rid of those dogs.
Ripped, damn it, now ripped up
diapers everywhere.
Where are they in the trash?
Yeah, they're in like these diaper bag things. You learn all about it.
I heard the baby's first poop is just a nightmare.
Yeah, it's got a name. Meconium or something like that.
Yeah, it's like 9 months stored. Black tar.
It doesn't like. It's just like it's just black sludge. It kind of looks like that coffee.
This is disgusting. All right,
I was gonna drink that coffee.
You know what's worse?
No
his last poop because he's dead.
I don't think the last poop is nearly as celebrated as we're not the poop show. I can tell you that much. No, Eddie Ift was telling me all about that Marconi. Why? Who would name themselves after a poop?
No, it's I think it's
Marconi is a radio guy who invented radio.
I think
Marconium.
Marconium.
You know, it was a doctor who was like, "I'm going to name this first child poop after myself."
I don't know if you
Dr.
know
Marconium.
No, I don't know if it's known that it was a doctor.
It's known.
Anderson. Known.
All right. You know what? I don't like this episode. You guys are making me feel stupid.
Oh yeah, maybe your last name is Cone. You've just been saying Cowan all this time.
It is spelled C-O-W-N.
Hmm.
Cown. It's not true. Ah, fuck.
Thank you, everyone. Remember to get all your sporting goods. Well, your baseball and your hockey and your crossbows at Cox.
Yes. Also, there's a few new spots open for the mug position on the old Patreon there. It's back up to, I think there's 3 open slots right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who, regardless of what level you Patreon us, thank you for Patreoning
us. More videos coming soon, more stuff. We're going to make that more worth your while to keep you engaged and interested because, believe me, we need it. Also, live Film Vault show coming up. I believe it's May 22nd, Sunday night at the Chinese Theater.
What?
Chinese Theater.
You sell out the fucking Chinese Theater?
We're going to sell out the entire Chinese Theater.
Wow.
No, we're going to be in one of the theaters at the Chinese Theater. And yes, Sunday, May 22nd, I believe tickets are on sale.
Have they gone on sale already?
I don't know. I don't know stuff. More on that on the Film Vault this week. Cinema Dicks this week on Cinematics. We talked about the movie I mentioned briefly to you, The Family Fang.
Yep. And on Miscellaneous Adventures in the World of Mike Carano, I just embarrassingly got angry and ranted for like an hour and a half.
So a new episode.
Yeah, it's the same thing every week.
Have you ever tried to slip in on an old one and see if anyone notices?
No.
You should try that. I'm joking. Now I feel like I'm, you know what?
Think of all the time you'll have to not read his script.
It's still stuck in my craw about the bell. I got that basically bell. Should I auction it off?
Ooh.
I mean, it is the basically bell for 4 years.
Yeah, but who?
I'm going to auction.
Who would want it?
Listeners who like the bell.
What does it say on it?
It says ring for sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What? But it's the basically bell.
Bye, everybody.
It should be in a fucking museum. You know how many people wander
shoddy,
the earth?
Shoddy museum.
Wander the earth, and they every time they hear anyone say basically, they hear the bell. I own that bell.
Why is it always people wandering the earth?
Because they wander.
I'd like to wander the earth with a pocket full of cash.
Is it wanderer or wanderer?
If any of my friends that wander the earth, you might be the one that wanders the earth.
Scorched earth. Hey, art. To all good art leaves scorched earth. Remember that.
Mike's.